Thank you for tuning in to Jennifer S. Benson's Abundance and Prosperity Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about clearing the way for success. Our minds are filled with clutter and doubt. And in order for us to achieve the abundance and prosperity that we seek, we need to clear the way for success. Today we're going to be talking about what that means and how you can accomplish it. When you clear the way for success, you'll not only find that you can achieve your own goals easier, but that you are happier and better prepared to receive the abundance that has been prepared for you. It is truly an amazing concept. It was interesting to me because one day I read an article that talked about achieving and achievement. And achieving was the act that leads to achievement. And spend some more time achieving than we do having achieved. This was such an incredible revelation to me that I wanted to share it with you. When you're clearing the way for success, you are also in the act of achieving what it is you're trying to achieve. How powerful a concept that is, isn't it? If you read through some of the books available on the subject matter, books like Think and Grow Rich, You Were Born Rich, The Secret, and others, you begin to see the common thread that is found throughout. And that is that you are the maker of your own success, and that the path towards success is only as difficult as the roadblocks you place on it. When I first started learning this concept, it was very difficult for me to appreciate, because who wants to accept that the challenges that they face in life are their own doing? Not I. Here's the thing, though. When you're trying to gain prosperity, there are challenges that you will come across, and it is how you choose to deal with those challenges that will define the amount of success you have. I repeat, it is those challenges that you come across and how you choose to deal with those challenges that will define the amount of success you have. Well, let me give you an example. Let's say you started this new business and you're super excited. You start telling your friends and neighbors, and they start telling you that you won't succeed. So when you start to not succeed, you say to yourself that your friends are right and you give up. Does that sound familiar? What if I told you that the act of asking your friends and neighbors about your business and listening to them was in reality what was putting you in that roadblock position? That you didn't succeed not because you were not capable of succeeding, but because you allowed outside influences to affect how you saw the situation. Think about it. When you decide you want to clear a path towards success, that starts with accepting the role in your own success. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.